This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, February 23rd, God's word for you today is inspiration. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 15, verse 5, and it says, "Then the Lord took Abraham outside and said to him, 'Look up into the sky and count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you will have.' To gain mental traction, do not believe everything you think. Guard your mind from garbage. Never stop learning. Renew your mind daily with the Word of God. And number 5, let God stretch your imagination. The truth is, God cannot fulfill a dream that you have not dreamt. God cannot bless the work of your hand if there is no work in your hands. You need to have a dream. You need to have a vision. The quality of your life is going to be largely determined by the dreams you allow God to give you in this decade of destiny. This is year 5 of the decade already. What dreams do you have? By the time we're done with the 2020s, by the time we are in 2029, about to roll over to 2030, how old will you be? If at the start of the decade you were 20, you will be 30. If you are 35, you will be 45. If you are 49, you will be 59. The fifth year of the decade is in motion. What dreams have you received from God? What are you believing God for? Acts chapter 2 verse 17 says, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams." Amazing scripture. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God will pour out his spirit on every one of us. Our sons and daughters will prophesy, and our young men will see visions. And those who consider themselves old and sleep more than they are awake will dream dreams. So, while we need to learn from yesterday, while we need to slow down and live in the present today, we have to dream about tomorrow. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 to 21 says, "Now glory be to God, who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. May he be given glory forever and ever through endless ages because of his master plan of salvation for the church through Jesus Christ." Whatever you can dream of, God can top it. Albert Einstein says, "Imagination is more important than knowledge because knowledge is limited, but imagination goes on." Einstein also said that imagination, not knowledge, is the sign of intelligence. Coming from Albert Einstein, I think we should pay attention. If you want to know how intelligent a child is, check how imaginative the child is, not how many things the child can cram. Imagination is so powerful. Let us pray. Father, I yield my mind and my imagination to you. Lord, stretch my imagination and my capacity to catch the visions you are giving me. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.